At least 44 people, including civilians, have been killed in a car bomb blast and rocket attacks in Egypt's Sinai Peninsula. The attacks were launched by militants on a police headquarters in El Arish. Dozens of people were also injured in the incident. Afghan officials say an Afghan soldier has shot to death three American military contractors and wounded another at Kabul International Airport's military facility. Local Afghan nationals also reported dead. An investigation is underway into the shooting. In Syria, more than 170 armed men have surrendered into the Syrian authorities in the northwestern city of Aleppo. The men were later pardoned and released by the government after pledging not to do anything that puts the national security in danger. Israel has decided to limit electricity supplies to Palestinians in the occupied West Bank over unpaid bills of more than $450 million. This comes weeks after Israel froze the Palestinian Authority's tax revenues in response to joining the International Criminal Court. The United States has backed the EU decision to extend sanctions on Russia over the conflict in Ukraine. The new names will be hit with travel bans and asset freezes for 6 months. Washington also said it will continue expanding the anti-Russia sanctions. Moscow hosted peace talks between representatives of the Syrian government and the opposition have ended with no results. Officials say the negotiations only produced a general statement that the two sides focus on a platform for future talks. They made no attempt to tackle the disputed issues.